Hey, I'm Chance from Kansas City, Missouri.
Hey, I'm Chris Bowman, former intern.
I'm Colin from Louisville.
The Sound of Young America is produced independently and supported by listeners like you and me.
You should support the show like I did.
Just visit MaximumFun.org/donate.
I'm Jesse Thorne, live on tape from my house in Los Angeles. It's The Sound of Young America from MaximumFun.org and PRI, Public Radio International. It's The Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. My guest, Das Racist, are a lot of different things. Heems, Cool AD, and Dap are in part the heir to the playful, smart identity politics of Daisy Age era De La Soul. They're the men behind one of the most successful hip-hop novelty records of the past couple of years, Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. They were the only rappers in last year's Sundance Film Festival, at least that I'm aware of. They're MCs who drop social theorists' names casually into their lyrics, like no one in hip-hop since maybe Diggable Planet's second album, Blowout Comb. There are also three guys from Williamsburg who apparently like to drink and smoke weed. Let's hear a little bit of Ha 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 JK from their most recent mixtape, Sit Down Man.
We're not joking, just joking. We are joking, just joking. We're not joking. Not joking, just joking, we are joking, just joking, we're not joking. We're not joking, just joking, we are joking, just joking, we're not joking. We're not joking, just joking, we are joking, just joking, we're not joking. I'm so wild, they call me Four Loko, so loco, where they do it for cocoa. Puff like cocoa, till I'm crisp like cocoa. Bonobo, iced tea plus cocoa, Sunoco flow, no Pinocchio. No BP, just beat me, meet me, where I beat beats, drop street heat. I'm on the block like street meat. Call me Dwight Schrute, the way that I eat beats. No beat farm, just farm beats, smart me. I'm up for them to try to harm me. Yeah. I scrap happily, smack a little scrappy type dude for free, not for a fee, I rock for a tea, maybe just a cup of tea, had enough of me, I'm just beginning, finna be a minute for the fat lady singing, I'm swimming, I'm crazy, I'm wavy pipeline, rappers lack flow, now they're trying to bite mine, need like three lifelines, three whites, three lines of Ico White, a night to get hype. Three types of nights, my floor sides is spike, my floor shines is tight, your punchlines is light, the days of our lives, plus the nights, catch me on the corner drunk and puking, crazy stupid, Sammy and Lucas.
As a reference to the soap opera, Days of Our Lives, even though I was a bigger General Hospital fan growing up.
We're not joking, just
two of the three members of Das Racist, Cool AD and Dap, join me on the show. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
I hope I pronounced correctly the name of that song. I tried to imply the question mark at the end of Ha 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 JK.
It was all right. Yeah, it was a little weird. Never heard anyone actually try to do that before.
What do people say it with, though there's
go,
no question
ha,
mark
ha,
there?
Ha, JK.
They sometimes go Ha 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 JK.
Yeah, actually that happens the most.
I feel like the question mark is vital to the meaning of the name of the song, right?
Mm. It's vital to freaking me out right now. That's what it is. Actually, we're not. None of us are from Williamsburg, and we all live in Bushwick.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, and the only reason I would make that distinction, which is probably meaningless to most people, is like we live next to a factory and a towing company, and there's always literally pounds of trash outside my door, and I'd rather not live with pounds of trash outside my door, and I don't want people to think I don't. So that's why I'm making that distinction.
Tell me a little bit about the beginnings of your careers. When did the two of you guys first think of yourselves as possibly a professional rapper?
I don't know. Vic was in another band at the time that they were making
songs. I was kind of a professional musician already.
Yeah, he was already like professionally a layabout musician dude, so it was a transition genre-wise, but not lifestyle-wise into this man.
Yeah.
And I like had done so little at that time also that like doing this one thing was like just as much as I could do, and then it ended up, we got pretty lucky.
I alluded in my introduction to this very silly song that became, I would imagine, an unexpectedly popular one. I can't imagine anyone expects this kind of popularity for something this silly. Let's hear a little bit of combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Ha, I'm at the Pizza Hut.
What?
I'm at the Taco Bell.
What?
I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
I'm at the Pizza Hut.
What?
I'm at the Taco Bell. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Wait, we're at the Pizza Hut.
What?
We're at the Taco Bell.
What?
We're at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
We at the Pizza Hut.
No.
We at the Taco Bell.
No.
We at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
What?
So when you recorded this song, was it this song becoming a thing that led you to think Das Racist could be a professional endeavor, or was this a weird, how did this fit into your plans when this song was recorded and then suddenly it had a bajillion hits on YouTube or whatever?
Yeah, there was definitely like a, oh, this is the thing now, like from our friend's basement to, you know, people wanting to see the band or whatever. And it definitely, like, that was the impetus, obviously, because that, I mean, for the most part, I'm assuming and I'm pretty sure that still now, if anyone in this country, the majority of people know us at all, which they don't, the ones that do still know us from that song, you know? I mean, just sheer numbers, it's the most, like, if you look at our YouTube stuff or whatever, that, like, millions of people have watched, you know, the two versions of that song that are on there versus, you know, maybe a fifth or a sixth, you know, for a next most popular video. So definitely. Yeah.
Now, there is certainly some of the spirit of the rest of your oeuvre in combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell, but it isn't necessarily reflective of the stuff that you were already recording at that time. So what was it like to become known for something that was so kind of such a, like a silly goof?
I mean, I guess it's nice to have anybody recognize anything you do and be able to make any sort of money doing something as frivolous as live rap and recorded rap music. And on the flip side, I mean, that song is annoying and I hate listening to it and never really, we never listen. Like with most of the songs, I bet, especially Victor's, barely heard any of the songs on the album more than like twice. But like, still on the opposite end, it's fun, and it's fun to pretend that you're dismissive of something. You know what I mean? Like that feeling of I'm past it, or like, oh yeah, we don't talk about that song. Even like fronting like that is a thing, is a lot of fun, and I enjoy doing that too. So I like everything about that song but the song.
Did having that happen to you make you think about what you did want Das Racist to be? Like, did it make you think about things sort of affirmatively rather than just negatively?
No, I don't think. I mean, we really don't think about it that much. And we have a lot of fans, like, the ones who bother reaching out, which you can probably assume are, like, represent some small portion of, like, a larger group of people, don't really, you know? We don't really get the frat kids or whatever you want to call them, like, requesting that song or being intrusive during your sets. I'm surprised at that, honestly. But
we had more of it earlier, I feel like. It's kind of calmed down since then.
Do you see yourselves one day as a successful rap group that's like playing Summer Jam?
Yeah.
Actually, a couple more years, maybe. God, I hate using the word lane. Lane is such an annoying
lane.
I think there's some dudes like, you know, opening up our lane somewhat. You know, like Wiz Khalifa, Currency, to a lesser extent, because people perceive us as being goofy, or maybe because of they think we're ambiguously racist or not. But regardless, like, I think that there definitely is a lot of like alternate rap, whatever the hell that means, music now, like Ninja Sonic, who are dudes and stuff doing stuff. So I think maybe in a festival like that, we would have an opening slot sometime in the next few years if we still exist. Yeah, I think that definitely is a possibility.
Is that something that you aspire to? Is that part of your goal? Or?
Absolutely. There's a lot of money in the Enis. I think Enis, which owns Hot 97, sponsors those festivals. I'm not completely sure. Ticketmaster, whatever, I'm sure has some money in it. But yeah, there's a lot of money in doing those festivals.
I think I'm mostly aspiring. I want to own a I want to own a fish farm in Hawaii at some point. That's
sustainable. Sustainability is key with the group, man.
Yeah, the whole thing is about being green. Sustainable.
We've been feeding off our same played out ideas for 2 years now to not create new ideas.
Yeah, just because it would just overpopulate the world with ideas and like just like clog up, you know, it's polluting, idea pollution. So we're trying to, we're just trying to keep it, you know, repetitive and monotonous and very boring.
Yeah.
So.
Production of The Sound of Young America is supported in part by Ask Metafilter. Thousands of life's little questions answered online at ask.metafilter.com. If you're interested in joining us at MaximumFun.org as an intern, you can find information on how to apply at MaximumFun.org/internships. We're currently accepting applications for interns for the summer term. If you want more information on how you can become an intern at MaximumFun.org, just visit MaximumFun.org/internships. MaximumFun.org is on the move, and we're headed to you, Midwest. You can catch The Sound of Young America live April 13th at the Second City in Chicago with special guests including Peter Sagal and, I'm not making this up, wrestler slash comedian Colt Cabana, as well as musician Robbie Foulkes and some great stand-up comics. You can also catch Jordan Jesse Go live in Ann Arbor on April 15th. Some talks from me and Jordan on April 16th, again in Ann Arbor at the Ann Arbor District Library. Then we'll be back in Chicago for a Jordan Jesse Go live show on April 17th at the Second City with special guests my brother, and me. So, I hope we'll see you, Midwest, in Chicago and Ann Arbor from April 13th to 17th. You can find all the information under live shows at our website, MaximumFun.org. It's The Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. My guests are two of the three members, the two of the three that showed up, of the hip-hop group Das Racist. Their most recent mixtape is called Sit Down Man. Here's another song from it called You Can Sell Anything, produced by Diplo.
You can really sell anything. It's like, pull me on, dude. Someone discover me. Give me some money, B. I'll be a money tree. Took a lot of samples out. You don't gotta clear those. Made a lot of weird raps. You don't wanna hear those. Labels like, maybe we could cake off the weirdos. Okay, plug your nose. Here goes. Caveman porn star riding on a unicorn. Undercover cop and I'm wearing a uniform. Plus I wrote all of my rhymes in cuneiform. Hella years ago, BC, you better be informed. If you don't get a computer and Google it. If you find out all the reasons we this shit, you the shit. Yeah, whooping on the track, call me Doodle Vic. Cool, cool, cool AD, nothing new to the kid. What can you do to the kid? Totally stupid and sick. No scruples, cool man, ice cream, scooping it.
You can't sell anything.
One of the things that first interested me in booking you guys on the show was just an unreal Q&A in Deborah Solomon's former. I can't believe she got fired. It's so awful.
Wait, Deborah Solomon got fired?
Yeah, I think she got fired.
She may have been reassigned. Her column was dropped. I don't know if she lost her job.
Yeah,
dang, that's crazy.
But there was this exchange in her column in the New York Times Magazine between you guys and her that just delighted me to the ends of the earth. She said, do you see your work as a critique of white America? You guys replied, I think it's solely a critique of John Boehner. As our bandmate would say, John Boehner represents the utmost in white demonry. Then she says, this is precisely why I can't even believe that she would say this, much less write it in a nationally published magazine. But she says, this is precisely why I make a point of never asking rappers questions about politics.
Damn,
And your responses were, Deborah, chill, and fall back. Can you tell me about being in that position with this woman who clearly has just no understanding of the context?
Nah, I mean, she knew what she was saying. She was
apparently extra cool.
Yeah,
right?
she was playing that role for the sake of the interview. She knew what she was doing.
Yeah, and she's written like some emails, sent a bunch of books out. She's like super cool. I actually think she's super awesome. I haven't met her, but
she's had some trouble with people who felt like they were misquoted by her that led to a change in how that column is attributed, or was attributed, I should say.
Well, she definitely rearranges the interview, and it's not like a straight-up interview like most other interviews are. But, you know, she just has to put the note
there. She misrepresents people in a different way. With different methods. She's cool.
Whatever.
She's all right, I guess. I really like that. I really actually like that comment. I thought it was really funny. And I kind of like how little it said. Overall, you could glean absolutely, if you didn't know, which the vast majority of people opening that New York Times magazine did, like, if you didn't know what the group was, you would not know any more about the group at the end of it, really, other than that they were pretty funny, which is cool.
Let's hear a little bit of one of your more recent singles, Who's That Brown?
Celtics, all brown, everything better than you ever seen. Never have you ever seen anything like it. Do you like it? Oh, I think you like it. Maybe you should buy it. You should probably buy it. I swear I sell like wet cell, sell like sex cell, smell like sex smell. I swear I go like cars.
I think identity politics are a big theme on your records, and that's a huge part of hip hop. Is that something that you thought about as guys who are obviously aware of that kind of thing when you decided, like, I want to be a rapper?
It's not like, I don't know how conscious the decision of I want to be a rapper was. It's just like, I feel like at least like me and Hima, like, both individually, like, since we were kids, have like listened to rap and like rapped at least amongst our friends and to ourselves or whatever, and then like ended up also rapping.
I don't think people really have ever, and it's never come across in interviews, how kind of incidental and random and quickly this group became a thing. It was never a decision. Nobody even until he got like was like asked to leave his job, and Vic was already doing some other music stuff when this came about. As whack as it sounds, and it's a lot of hard work to do this group, especially now, but in the beginning there were no like big sacrifices made, and nobody was like, you know, I have a stable lifestyle, and now I'm gonna risk that to do this rap group, like, you know, and we all put our hands in a circle or whatever. That's just not how it happened. Like, we did it, and we did other things at the same time. It became popular, and it slowly picked up steam in terms of us having to do live shows to the point where now, like, this is what we have to do for money because it takes up that much of our time.
Well, guys, we are so plumb out of time, but thank you so much for coming in and being on the Sound of Young America.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Das Racist's most recent mixtape is called Sit Down Man. It's available as a free download. They're also expecting to release a new album in 2011. Before we go, here's the self-titled song from Sit Down Man, which features LP.
I'm from cop killer, never killed a cop though. More the type to burn a spliff and eat a bag of nachos. More the type to read a novel, maybe by Navajos. On a sunny day, I'm on the block in a poncho. Venomous extra sick, tell me how my bars feel. Tell me how the floor of the bar feels. Young cocoa butter, fresh as new car smell. Cynical lasagna loving cat, call me Garfield. Graffiti goes legit, street straight tags for soup cans. A pink marine green Newport packs, now who then? Three brown, that's slang tang, you need a brand new van to torso. They can make enough funds to send to Sudan. Spraying copyright symbols on yoga mats until I'm high enough to type a bunch of rhyming words to tell you how I'm flying stuff. Writing racial rants.
That's our time for another Sound of Young America program. I have been your host, Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart. The show is produced by Speaking Into Microphones. Our music is provided to us by Dan Wally, our producer, Julia Smith, our editor, Nick White. Our intern on the show is Lindsay Palmer. If you have thoughts about the show, you can share them on our forum at forum.maximumfun.org, or you can just email them to me. This is my actual email address, jesse@maximumfun.org. You can get all of our shows absolutely 100% for free in iTunes or on our website, MaximumFun.org. And when I say all of our shows, I mean not just every Sound of Young America, but also our comedy shows like Jordan, Jesse, Go, My Brother and Me, Stop Podcasting Yourself, and even Judge John Hodgman. It's all online at MaximumFun.org. We'll see you next time right here on The Sound of Young America. Production of The Sound of Young America is supported in part by Ask Metafilter. Thousands of life's little questions answered online at ask.metafilter.com.